Track 12, Unit 12, Listening Part 2, Sentence Completion.
Morning everyone, my name's Jason. I'm going to tell you about a brilliant day I spent working as a volunteer on Franklin Island. So first, a bit of background. In the past, for more than 100 years I think, the island was privately owned by the Franklins. It was their family farm where they grew produce to supply the many shops in the city. But it was becoming increasingly impractical to use the island in that way. So in 2005, the family sold it to the government. The idea was to turn Franklin into a nature reserve for the public. So the first thing they did was set up a program to plant around 400,000 native trees to transform the island's fields, which was a fantastic initiative. This, like all the work on Franklin, was done by volunteers. The idea was that once the planting program became established, lots of birds would return to the island. So they also worked to eradicate pests that might kill birds or eat their eggs. The most important thing of all was to get rid of the rats, which were numerous on Franklin, though luckily there were never any rabbits. All that groundwork is now completed, but volunteers still regularly work on the island because there are all sorts of ongoing projects. So, anyway, I'm going to tell you a little about my experiences as a volunteer, in case you're interested in doing something similar yourself. We reached the island about 9 o'clock, and I spent the morning with a group who were working to increase the number of walking tracks that crisscrossed the island. After lunch and a swim, I felt like a change of activity, so then worked with a group on a different part of Franklin. All the old farm buildings had already been taken away, but we were pulling out the wire fences, some of which dated from the island's early days. Not surprisingly, by the time we'd finished, I was pretty exhausted, but don't be put off by that. For volunteers who prefer not to do hard physical work, there are a variety of other tasks. One place there's always plenty to do is the plant nursery, looking after the young saplings so they're ready to go in the ground next season. Another thing they're doing at the moment is, you know, taking stock of where the project is at and planning for the future. So each workday, volunteers set themselves up at one of the monitoring stations, and then they literally count the species. For now, they're focusing on the birds and insects. They'll do a survey of tree and plant species later. It's painstaking, but really valuable work. And it'll be fascinating when the results come out to see how many new species have already been established. So for me, it was a really great day in the outdoors and something I'd like to do again. Unfortunately, I couldn't go on the volunteer day last weekend to pick up litter that's washed up on the beaches, but I plan to go back later in the year when volunteers will spend a day picking up seeds, which can then be raised to help the island's ongoing ecological management.